You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5:30 on November 16th, and this is a continuation of the town of Curie Beach emergency management meeting for COVID. May I have a motion to proceed?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're here today and we're discussing, I think it's Executive Order 176, which is an addition to 162 or a modification of 162. And a couple things have changed. I'll start out with the numbers so we have a frame of reference. North Carolina cases, our last number was 251,000 on 10/22. We're now at 314,000, and I'm rounding these numbers. The new cases over the last 14 days have been 1,972, and we have 1,424 folks in a hospital statewide. The 314,000 cases, approximately 262,000 are presumed to have been recovered. For New Hanover County, deaths were 37 on 10/22. They are now 47 on 11/16. Our cases had been 5,011, and the cases have grown now to 6,180. For Curie Beach, 28449, we had 23 cases on 10/22, and we have grown three more cases during the period until now, 11/16. 28428 had 128 cases, that's our Carolina Beach neighbor, and they have grown to 144 cases. 28412 across the bridge had 698 cases, they have grown to 906. So I would make the point, ladies and gentlemen and council, that this thing is not slowing down, it's actually accelerating, which keynotes the information that is in the new executive order. Before we talk about that, David, I don't know if you have any local information on local hospitals to share.
Yes, yeah, so just New Hanover Regional Medical Center is still showing green on all their metrics. One of the interesting things, as of November 13th, 770 people had been hospitalized for COVID-19 since this started, and of those, 103 patients have died while hospitalized. So going to the hospital is obviously very serious, but if you get in that state, it looks like about 1 in 7.
Actually. Yeah, I was thinking that's 12%,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so very significant. But right now, they are concerned with the upswing. You've probably seen on the national news concerns about hospitals getting stressed in other states and cities. Illinois is having significant issues, and I think so is Texas. But at least right now in southeastern North Carolina, the hospital is concerned but not stretched, I guess is the right way to put it. And then for what the governor actually changed, really there were two changes. I'm trying to find them now. I have them just a second ago. Oh, okay, so it changed indoors from 25 to 10 people, so mass gathering limit for indoor spaces, and then phase three measures are extended through December 4th, 2020. It did not change outdoor mass gathering limit, which remains at 50, and then it does not change the reduced capacity limits for venues that opened recently. Fitness and exercise facilities with capacity limits, restaurants with capacity limits, personal care businesses with capacity limits, museum and aquariums with capacity limits, movie theaters with stated capacity limits, although I haven't heard of a movie theater opening, but I guess they're allowed to. Arenas and performing arts centers subject to stated capacity limits. And then meeting spaces subject to capacity limits and other restrictions. Bar outdoor seating areas remain open subject to reduced capacity limits and other restrictions. Indoor bar areas remain closed. And very large outdoor facilities with more than 10,000 guests remain open at 7% of total capacity. They meet certain requirements. Face coverings are still required in public, but it's not possible to maintain social distancing. And then there's a number of gatherings or events not subject to the 10-person indoor mass gathering. Worship, religious, spiritual gatherings, wedding ceremonies, funeral services, and other First Amendment activities. Gatherings for work or receiving governmental services. Gatherings at places that are subject to other capacity limits in this order. Normal operations at airports, bus and train stations, medical facilities, libraries, shopping malls, and shopping centers. And then, of course, families of more than 10 people who reside together. And that's all in the facts related to the governor's order dated November 10th, 2020, which you can find online at files.nc.gov.
Okay. Yeah, so the First Amendment items like church and whatever are not, you scaled back voluntarily. That brings us to our particular situation and what we would do here for the town hall. So, gentlemen, the thought would be that we roll back to respecting the governor's direction that we will not have more than 10 people in at a particular time.
I agree.
Any comments on that, gentlemen?
Yeah, I would think we would take committee meetings back virtual.
I think
as long as they're less than 10, you think that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make them optional.
That's what's been happening now. I guess it's not a change.
So there's not really a change. It's that
because in the stormwater meeting, more than half attended virtually. So I was hoping to see them all for the first time, but no.
But if your committee is more than 10, you must have a Zoom.
Yeah, we're
not
all Zooming over 10.
Okay.
All the meetings are Zooming. All the committees are Zooming, but it's optional whether they use the Zoom to
They have to at least open it, right?
But they have to keep it open to the public.
Right.
They have to Zoom.
Okay.
So even if they're all in attendance, they have to open the Zoom meeting and leave it open.
Yeah.
So that in particular, that's the only thing that looks to me like we maybe need to take an action on, unless the department heads have anything they want us to discuss.
I don't think we need to take really any action on that because we're already following the governor's order. That's part of our...
Yep.
Right. We're going to have an event. Nikki's going to have an event. Isn't it the holiday festival?
It's
Nikki, why don't you come in and talk to us about that?
It's not a festival.
And whatever else you might have relative to COVID.
It's between the festival and the market. The market is just to obtain goods and services, which is an exempt activity. So that is still within the orders. The festival is not, but there's nothing at the upcoming event that attracts people to stay longer or, you know, there's no photo booth, there's no band or music. It's just vendors with their goods, so.
Well, you taught me something there. I didn't realize there was that kind of a difference.
Yeah. So it's in the mass gatherings is section 5, and the exceptions are 5-2. And the prohibition on mass gatherings does not include gatherings to look for and obtain goods and services. So, of course, you still have to abide by the three W's.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we can still discuss it. A comfort level with moving forward with it, but it is this Saturday and next Saturday.
So everything's pretty much in place for that, for those events. And any comments on that, gentlemen? I mean, Nikki, you're setting that up with the same type of things we did for the summer.
Correct.
Right?
It's actually a larger footprint, so we use Atlantic Avenue, so we can spread them even further apart. And in the summer market, we had 2 hand sanitizing stations, and we're going to have 5 to 6 at this event with a lot of signage spread out throughout as well, and letting people know to wear their masks if they're within 6 feet of others, or and to limit the touching of vendor products and to use the sanitizing stations and all of that information.
Did you want to mention something, Alan?
I just think they've done their homework and have it covered as well as possible.
Any questions for Nikki on this point?
I'm supportive.
Okay,
I'm
Nikki.
Supportive.
All right.
Well, I'm up here. Can I get one more?
You sure may.
The Christmas show is planning to move forward as well, and I only bring it up now because they're doing it as a virtual stream with no live audience. So that same weekend, but it would be just one show that would be streamed through the Curie Beach Recreation Department Facebook page. So no actual people there, aside from you will probably get a few that are just in the neighborhood or in that area and are watching just because they see something going on. But it would be a single live performer sitting in front of a screen on the stage. The screen will show footage from past shows, and the single live performer would just sing along to what was on the screen. So it's just as a way to carry on the show and have some continuity there. And minimal setup and breakdown that would all be handled by that group the day of the event, so it wouldn't require the usual over a week worth of setup. And the budget for that is normally $5,500, and this would cost less than $1,002 for the audio and light engineers. But I just wanted to give you guys a chance to weigh in on that. And we've been back and forth a lot with Tammy on this and ensuring that it's within the current restrictions as they change.
So when we say it's virtual, we're not putting the bleachers out? Is that it?
No seating.
No bleachers, no seating?
At all. And none of the setup, the stage setup, just the screen, perhaps a backdrop to support the screen, but that would be all that the town would have to set up.
So it wouldn't be filmed earlier. It would actually be filmed, or it would actually be shown at the time they're doing it.
Correct.
And but we'll just have it cordoned off or something?
The goal would be 7 p.m. Saturday, the 12th of December, to stream it live on the virtual world. And then it would be recorded so that you could watch it on demand after that if you went to the site.
I think that's pretty responsible, because otherwise we have a whole pile of people sitting right on top of each other in the middle of downtown there.
Yeah, I think it's a great solution to a problem. I like that she's trying to carry on. I'm supportive.
Yeah, I don't think any.
You don't need us to approve anything for that, right?
No, just wanted to keep you.
Because we're not closing roads, we're not doing anything.
There's no requirements, and it's a normal event, but just because of the state of emergency and then with the restrictions or the numbers going in the wrong direction, just to keep you in the loop.
Okay.
That's it.
Did we want to talk at all about that request for a Christmas parade, or?
That's in the next meeting.
Okay, we're going to do it in the council meeting. Okay. All right. Well, we've gone through the numbers. We've taken, I think, necessary action, necessary precautions. But, folks, as I look at the our zip code, you're doing a great job in town, and keep it up, please. We have the lowest counts that I'm aware of anywhere, and that's because the people here are acting in a good manner, let's put it that way. Any input from any of you commissioners? If not, we'll open it if there anybody has any COVID questions. You all set, John?
I would recommend we continue on the 3rd.
Yeah, but when we get it rescheduled. Do you need a motion for?
We need to reschedule the council meeting, correct? Then? So we can just say 30 minutes prior to the next scheduled council meeting, which is going to happen here very shortly.
Yeah.
So,
and he'll set it.
And then we'll set the date then.
That works.
It's continued at the moment until the next
council meeting. So when we go to do it, do you need a motion for town hall, or you can operate under what we're currently?
I think we can operate the way we are.
Okay.
I don't think much is going to change for us. It'll just be, educate the committees to let them know that they can't have more than
10. If we decide to move the council meeting up 1 week to the 14th, and the governor does something from the 3rd on, I would say meeting 11 days later would be too long.
We just need 6 hours notice to call me if he does something that we need to respond to. So we'll just have to put it out 6 hours early, so we'll have time for that. I think we can't guess what day he's going to do his stuff.
Right.
We've missed every other time, so one track
is thing. Right.
He's always done something prior to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So if it's going to extend through till the 3rd, if we met on the 3rd.
But luckily, we're under the governor's order in our.
Right.
Yeah, so we're good.
Yeah. So.
John.
Let's see if anybody wants to comment, and then we can schedule the meeting. Well, I like the 30 minutes before the next council meeting.
Right.
Actually,
the Ed, do you have anything to add, Alan?
No, I'm fine with that.
How about you, Joseph?
No, sir.
No? All right. Let's open the phones, if anybody has any questions, the next few minutes. How many are on?
Nine.
Dwindling these days. Well, I think that's plenty of time to at least push and float if you're going to ask a question. So, may I have a motion to continue?
I make a motion we continue the emergency management meeting to 30 minutes prior to the next scheduled town council meeting in December.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Enough time for a cup of coffee in 20 minutes?
Yep.